Welcome back to another episode of the Young Stock Podcast. Well, we have a good episode up for you today. Myself and Martin Merrick were judging the Mr. Personality competition 2024 to see who Mr. Personality was going to be. Martin, you're very welcome.
Thank you very much, Sarah. We had a great weekend down in Clonmel and Tipperary judging the Mr. Heat contest. Big shout out to Kilkenny Macker for asking myself and Sarah down.
Yeah, it was a great weekend. I didn't really know what to be expecting at the start. It was my first Mr. Personality Festival, and I have to say it did not disappoint.
No, like that was my first Macker event. I don't have any involvement in Macker. There's clubs at home and all that, but it kind of blew my mind what was happening. Like, and kudos to, again, Kilkenny Macker and all the contestants and all the people that are there. Like, it was just a brilliant weekend. It was like a wedding nearly, though.
Yeah, it was.
400 odd people, a band, banquet. It was just...
There was even a hypnotist at one stage.
There was a hypnotist that failed to hypnotise Sarah.
Yeah, I could not be fooled. It was very funny because I woke up in the middle of it at one stage and everyone else around me was just asleep, and I just kind of had to go along with it then.
Elaine Houlihan there was the real... She could be seen as being completely taken by the hypnotist. She was doing some strange things, as was our Mr. P.
He came number two, Mr. Monaghan, wasn't it?
Yeah,
he was completely conked out as well. So listen, we have a busy episode to get through today because we want to take you behind the scenes of judging Mr. P, just to see what myself and Martin got up to have a listen to the organisers, and also to see what the experience was like from last year's winner. So first up is last year's winner, Andrew Dunn. I just spoke to him kind of about his experience and what he's got up to in the year since. But before we hear from last year's winner, Andrew Dunn, here's a word from our sponsor, Lightsource BP.
Are you eager to unlock untapped potential and create more income from your land? Have you been exploring ways of diversifying your farming business? Do you want to become a key player in the solution to the climate crisis? Why not consider leasing your land for solar with Lightsource BP? A solar lease offers Irish farmers a predictable, long-term revenue stream, index-linked to keep up with inflation, and the best part is that you'll still be able to use the land for farming if you want to. Lightsource BP has a long history of developing solar in Ireland. We've been on the island for a decade and have developed hundreds of megawatts of renewable energy projects. Speak to our local teams to find out how a Lightsource BP solar lease could benefit your farming business today by visiting www.lightsourcebp.com/IE and clicking partner with us.
So I'm joined here with Andrew Dunn, Mr. P's winner of last year from Laois. Andrew, tell us what you've been up to over the last year and how have you been since winning Mr. P?
I've been busy. An awful lot of Macker involvement. At the time, I was county chair and whatever, and brought back things a little bit closer to club. I'm club chair again, and I'm still sitting on national committees and whatever, but kind of in relation to Mr. P, you know, I've been all over the country. If you can name a county, I've probably been there doing something representing Macker. I've judged, I couldn't even tell you how many titles nights. I've been invited to, I don't know how many events. I've been here, there and everywhere.
Yeah, and is there one or two or three highlights that the competition gave you or the opportunities that came out of it last year?
I was invited to be an escort at Queen of the Land, the year just gone, now 2023. I had done it kind of previously. It's a little bit different when you kind of get invited to do it. And
yeah.
I was lucky enough to actually get paired up with Sarah Baker, which would have been 2023's Queen of the Land, you know, so it was a really, really good experience. That was kind of one of the big ones. I had some extremely random kind of events. I judged Mayo's Titles Night in December. Crazy stuff.
Yeah, and what would you say from coming into the competition last year and not knowing your group, and what level of confidence have you grown in public speaking? Like, what are some of the things you got out of the festival itself?
So it's not that I would have never been a kind of... Not a confident person, but
yeah.
You know, it's kind of given me that extra kind of boost of energies for winning, saying, Jesus, kind of somebody actually taught this about me, and
yeah.
You know, it just kind of makes you give you that extra little kind of bit of drive to kind of go and do more and kind of give back a little bit of what I kind of got from it over the years. So it's not that I wasn't confident, but it probably did make me more confident.
We're kind of near the end of the competition now. You spent the last few days getting to know the contestants of this year and guiding them the process. How have you found that to kind of be a mentor to them or someone they look up to?
I don't I don't know if it was a mentor. I was just an extra buddy that, if they wanted to talk, I was there to talk, and I answer any questions they wanted. You know, most of them weren't overly important, but no, they were important to them. And you know, just to have an extra pair of ears, try and listen to what they might be concerned about. You know, it was a big help to them, and it was a great experience for me. Like, I enjoyed my time last year. Talk not about it, but I was here to enjoy myself, and again, I'm just here to enjoy myself. Hopefully, from them just looking at me, I'm here to enjoy myself.
They can enjoy themselves. Yeah, definitely. What advice would you give to this year's Mr. P when this podcast goes live? We'll know who it is, we'll be interviewing them. What advice would you give them?
Don't put too much pressure on yourself. You know, there's not an awful lot. You're not expected to do anything as the winner. You can't say, oh, you have to do such and such a thing.
Yeah.
Do with it what you're able to do with it and enjoy it. Go make friends. Like, it is an opportunity to make friends and kind of expand your horizons a little bit and kind of get more involved, and it's a new platform for you, and it's up to yourselves what you do with that platform.
Definitely. And what's your plans now that you're handing over the title, working away and staying involved in your local club? And
I don't think anything really changed. it didn't really change too much.
Yeah.
I'm in Walker 10 years. I was doing the exact same thing for 7 or 8 years. I'll probably be doing it for another 3 or 4 or however long if I'm in Knockers. Things probably really won't change too much.
Well, probably that's a good thing though, as well. Like,
I love Knocker, and Knocker's done an awful lot for me. And you know, if I can keep doing what I'm doing and somebody gets something out of it, all the better.
What would you say to any candidate, anyone who's kind of going to put themselves forward at Titles Night to be a Mr. P contestant?
Titles Nights, they are the most enjoyable thing you'll probably ever do. I know people find it very difficult to kind of get up on stage and talk about yourself and talk to strangers about yourself and try and sell yourself, basically. Like, it is probably the most difficult thing you will probably ever do. The kind of benefits that you get out of it in the end, immeasurable. So try it. Throw yourself at it.
Yeah.
Go and enjoy your time.
As you heard from Andrew there, it is definitely a beneficial experience for the winner, but not just the winner, but from all of the Mr. P's as well. We put them through their paces at the weekend, didn't we, Marty?
Yeah, we really test them. And look, it was a difficult job for us because, in fairness, there were so many good candidates. Like, we were doing lists out, and as the different, we say, processes were going on, we had a kind of a stage thing on the Friday night, then we'd interview Saturday morning. There was team building. Like, we were picking different people every time. Our list kept changing because so many Mr. P's were showing what we were wanting them to show. So it was a really difficult task for us, but it was a credit to them as well. Like, and I do think that we picked some good winners in the end anyway.
I think so too. Christine O'Neill. Well, the O'Neill sisters, both of them, Josephine and Christine, spent a lot of time organising this. So they're on the Kilkenny Mocker Committee. We're just going to call it the Mr. P Committee because it's a whole load of different people in different clubs in Kilkenny. Christine, I suppose, was the chairperson of the event, and she kind of led the ship, if that's a good way to put it. So listening now, I spoke to Christine on the Saturday. We were midway through the judging. She was extremely busy the whole weekend. I don't think I seen her stop. As Marty said earlier, a huge thanks to the committee for asking us to judge, but also we did get some lovely presents as well. Here's Christine. I'm now joined by Christine O'Neill, the chair of the Mr. Personality Festival. We're currently halfway through the festival. We just finished the individual interviews, but I think it's important to get a bit of background information on the behind the scenes, Christine. So thanks very much for coming on. Do you want to give us a background into the organising? Like, when do you start organising for a festival like this?
Thanks very much for having me, Sarah, and thanks a million for judging. We're delighted to have you here this weekend. We have our AGM every year in August, and even before the AGM, we'd have booked the hotel and we'd be looking at bands. So things start very early, steadily moving from August through to kind of November time. And you'd have the most things of, like, the bigger things organised in terms of bands, DJ, any big activities that you want to do. And then we start sourcing contestants from kind of November through to the closing date in February. And that's where the rest of the committee really have to plug in and get involved. Because there's 25 contestants from all over the country. So you can imagine if one or two people were trying to source 25 different lads and tell them what it's about and all of that, it would take quite an amount of time. We're lucky to have the numbers involved and people able to go on and kind of explain it to the lads and guide them through the application process and that.
And how long have you been involved in the planning side of things? When did you take over as chair?
So this is my third festival. So I took over the year after COVID. So that was a challenge in itself. And then last year's challenge was moving due to the refugee crisis in Kilkenny. So this is our second year in the Talbot Hotel Clonmel. So we're delighted to be here, even though it is still a Kilkenny Macra event, but Clanmel have been very welcoming to us. We're happy to be here.
Brilliant. And I have to say, like, even the atmosphere yesterday, the band, the DJ, everything, like, how many people do you think attended last night?
We're thinking around the 400 mark, which is kind of typical for the Friday night for the interviews. And then Saturday night, it can be anywhere from, like, the dinner dance part, the banquet is already sold out at just the 400 tickets at the moment. And there could be kind of up to 400 plus after his tickets sold now later on. So it's going to be a very, very busy evening. Yeah. We're looking forward to having everyone.
Definitely. We're about to head into team bonding exercise. Tell us about that. Why is that part of it?
The team activities are just to see, like, who's a leader, who's able to kind of stuck in, get involved, have a bit of fun. Just kind of identifies the ones who are just kind of friendly enough for the crack. In comparison to those who are really good at kind of putting themselves forward and presenting a particular kind of view of themselves. It's really just to find the lad who's consistently Mr. Personality, regardless of what he does. So we're delighted to have Team Build Events Ireland coming in with us today. And we just actually, while you were doing the interviews, we just had a very sweaty jiving session for 2 hours with Niall Doherty. So we're delighted that Niall could come down and teach the lads a few moves. And it was a very busy room. We had contestants and people coming from the whole hotel. So Macra members from all over, so it was great.
Yeah, I have to say, I was a bit jealous now that I didn't get to see any of the driving, but we had important things to attend to. So what are the lads based on? Like, what are they judged on? What is the Mr. Personality? Like, it's not just their personality. That's the name and the title. But it's very much about their involvement in Macra. Like, what are they doing at club level? What are they doing at national level? And how they're kind of bringing Macra on. That's a huge part of it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So this year is kind of the first year we've specifically kind of written in, like, a guide for the judges, not to just pick, like, the nicest lad in the room. It is, like, to try find a representative for the festival. But we still do want to keep the core of it, that, like, they have, like, their personality, that they're a team player, so that's part of it now, as we said, in the afternoon. They are involved in Macra, and, like, some of them are brand new to Macra, and that's great. But if they have aspirations to be involved, that's even better. So we don't want somebody who's just willing to kind of take on the role and kind of sit back with it. We'd love to see people go on and continue to kind of promote the festival and promote Macra. If you are a good personality, you're naturally going to draw people into the things you do. So we're looking to strengthen Macra kind of nationally. And most of the past winners will say that it really boosted their own Macra region and just in general kind of They were kind of well kind of received and invited to a lot of other events and activities.
I think when you see the buy-in, like even last night, all the posters, all the clubs, like every single person out there had people cheering for them. It was fantastic to see. Like, there's huge amount of support out there for the festival.
And it's great. Like, there's obviously the other festivals that are going on throughout the year. It is the only kind of male festival, so it's great to kind of celebrate the lads and really kind of give them a sense that, like, the girls have the Rose of Tralee and everything, and I know there's escorts for that. But it's really the only thing that the lads can really get to kind of put themselves forward, put themselves up on that stage where, like, it's a challenging thing to do for any of us to talk on stage, let alone to talk about yourself. Like, that's quite a daunting kind of prospect to really kind of lay it all bare and be like, this is me.
Yeah, and from even interviewing them this morning, the confidence that they've got already in the last 2 days, they're going back up, like, the banquet's tonight, they're getting dressed up, club members are coming to support them. It's fantastic to see them come in as a bit shy, a bit naive, and see them come out as, like, actually confident, and that's going to come into the clubs then as well.
Absolutely, and, like, some of them would say that they didn't expect to be picked to come and represent their region. So even that in itself has given them a bit of a boost. And they've gelled really, really well as a group, particularly this year. They're all after getting on really well. Like, possibly we started a bit early with that tour of Coolmore yesterday. They really seem to be, like, going to make friends for life out of this, which we see, like, a lot of last year's group are back this year and supporting their own regions, but just came back to meet up because they made such good friends out of the festival last year.
Yeah, definitely. And the fact that some of them are guards, they're night porters, they're coming from absolutely completely different pathways. It's not just farming, and, like, in the interviews today, a huge part of it was kind of breaking down the perception that Macra is just for farmers. It's for people living in rural Ireland and people who want to get involved with a young group and a young members club.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, it's social at the end of the day, and I think some people just don't know what Macra is and still have that perception it's all about agriculture. And even, like, there's clubs, like, we have Kilkenny City in Kilkenny locally, and that's some of the organizing committee are from Kilkenny City, and, like, they're based, like, so they're a lot of their members actually wouldn't have any agricultural background. Like I do come from a farm, but I don't work anything to do with agriculture.
Tell us about yourself for anyone who hasn't heard who Christine is.
Yeah, so I suppose I work as a physio in the hospital in Waterford. So that's kind of my usual day to day. And then I just teach Pilates in the evening times. So in whatever spare time I have outside of all of that, I kind of do the nitty gritties of kind of pulling together the festivals.
Yeah.
A lot of phone calls, loads and loads of emails over and back to the hotel, because even though they ran it for us last year, we've made a lot of changes this year.
Yeah.
And it's between Laura and Michael, the general manager. So Laura, the events manager, has been kind of my best friend nearly for the last couple of weeks. So yeah, there's daily emails kind of checking different bits and pieces out. And it's down to the logistics of even where to put tiny little things that you don't think are going to be an issue. But like, if you don't prioritise certain things in a room or having things set, like, it's such a big event, it really needs to be like fine-tuned to make sure everything runs smoothly and we get to the banquet on time and people aren't waiting.
Yeah.
I know there is mocker time, but we're trying to eradicate that and get back to...
And tell us how many people are on the committee, how involved. It's so important to have that team behind you helping and supporting.
Yeah, absolutely. So like, we have 11 committee members, which is great. They come with three clubs in Kilkenny at the minute, and they come from all the clubs. It's nice to represent all the clubs from Kilkenny, because like, if on the odd chance there is any kind of money like left over from the festival, that supports Kilkenny Mockers activities throughout the year.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a fundraiser for us, but we also donate like a certain amount of money towards two local charities.
Brilliant.
So last year we kind of did the Carlow Kilkenny Home Care Team and the Cushnor Cancer Support Centre in Kilkenny. And it's just really nice to be able to support the locality as well from anything. Like, obviously a lot of it goes back into running the festival and kind of making it a really fun event for the lads. Like, looking after like the trips and the tours and the activities that we'll run, and just even putting them up for the weekend is another massive expense, obviously.
Yeah.
DJs, bands, all of that. There is kind of obviously a massive impact that the committee have to have, and it's good that there is a nice blend of different kind of personalities and experience.
And have you picked your two charities for this year? Will you kind of decide that after?
We usually do a vote afterwards.
Okay.
So we'll kind of have to see what the funds are going to be like. This year we splashed out a bit more than usual. Just, we kind of said, look, we want to change things up a bit. I don't know, will I stay as chairperson forever? But I was like, look, in case it's my last year, I wanted to go out with a bang and do as much as we could and make it a fun weekend for everybody.
But listen, I think the dance floor wasn't empty at all last night. I think there's several people coming today. As you said, 400, the banquet is back there. So absolutely fair play to you, to the committee, and to everyone in Kilkenny Mocker, because it's just fantastic.
That's it. And we have all our new dancing lessons, or dancing moves.
Yeah, hopefully we'll see a few more people on the dance floor.
Loads of line dances have been learned for the afternoon.
Brilliant. Yeah. So we'll check in later on and we'll see who's the winner. Okay, as you can hear there from Christine, there's a huge amount of involvement, and especially there's 11 committee members, so they definitely at different points had different jobs to be doing and keeping us in check as well, Martin, didn't they?
Yeah, if anyone notices, myself and Sarah have slightly hoarse voices. That is also due to the O'Neill sisters and the partying over the weekend. But look, we'll struggle through anyway.
I'm sure there's a few people, we're a week on now, but I'm sure there is a few people out there who were seeing myself and Martin singing on the dance floor and everything else, which all has to be done as well. So as you said, Martin, like, what were we looking for, do you think, for Mr. Personality?
You were looking for a personality in a person. Like, I don't think we were looking for anything specific. Like, it was kind of a gut feeling. Like, we're just looking for someone that got on with other people. Like, I think we had certain people picked out, Sarah, and then we went in to see the team building, which they're all split into different teams and they're doing just different small games and things like that, like who could stack cards the highest, that kind of thing. We're just seeing who was a leader, who was working well with other people, who was encouraging people, who was taking initiative. I think that was one of the main things, but through the interviews as well, we got a real feel, like we were able to sit across from them for 8 to 10 minutes. And we were able to kind of get a sense of the person that...
Yeah, I think it was about 3 hours or 4 hours on Saturday morning, which one-on-one with these Mr. P's. So they had done their on-stage interviews. And I have to say, fair play to the ones who came out and made us sandwiches. I know you were delighted to get a feed halfway through, and different people brought out different instruments and everything like that. And it was a real kind of display of the talent that was there, and they could pick what talent they wanted.
But what I think, Sarah, is like, and a lot of people, and possibly myself included, didn't know about Mocker, is like, it's not just farmer-based. Like, if you look at our winners, Mark, in fairness, he's working with Dairy Gold, he's a part-time farmer, but our second and third place winners were, one of them was an electrician with the ESB, and the third was a Gaird. They're involved in the rural community and in their own communities. They are, right, you know, it's not farming based, it might be rural based, it's still like, it's surprising the type of people you see going to these events and everything, and it's really open to everyone.
Yeah, definitely. And I think seeing them from the first day, like I met them, we went to the Coolmore stud there and we went on a bus and got a tour around the stud and everything like that, and even seeing them from the start, they were obviously very chatty with each other and stuff, but by the end, sure, we were there in the banquet room and everything, and they were just, you couldn't separate them the whole weekend really. They were having a great time but also building on each other's confidence and getting to know each other. So from my perspective, I think, as Marty said, you're kind of looking for the full package. You're looking for someone who is kind of chatty and outgoing, but that's not necessarily the main thing you're looking for. You're judging them on how they're interacting with everyone, and especially because they know we're around, you might see them look over your shoulder and see us coming. And it was to kind of make sure that we were getting to the bottom of it, and they were going to represent Mocker for the next year, because as Andrew mentioned earlier, it is a big responsibility, and you can make what you want of the title. They're in the limelight. We've seen Mark over the last week gone on several different radio shows.
You're an ambassador really for Macra, and I think Mark is going to hold that title very well. As you said there, even in the last week since it's happened, all the interviews and media coverage that he's gotten over it, I think he's going to really build on that and hopefully build on the Mr. Personality Festival and Macra itself as well.
Yeah, definitely. We'll take a listen now to a few of the contestants that I interviewed on Saturday, so they didn't know who had won yet. But up first is Dara Tobin, and he was the youngest contestant. He was 18 years of age and he's doing his Leaving Cert, so that even proves kind of putting yourself out there, and fair play to all of them who went for it. We're here with the youngest Mr. P contestant, Dara. You're 18, you're doing your Leaving Cert. Tell us about your experience. We've just finished kind of the judging element of it. You're waiting to find out now later on who Mr. P will be, but how have you enjoyed the experience?
Oh, it's been a great experience. Like, from the first day, we all got on like a house on fire. You'd swear we'd known each other for years. It's been great crack.
Yeah.
It's been definitely an experience within itself.
Yeah, and you're not from a farming background.
No.
You're living in North Dublin. Tell us how you got involved in Mocra.
I got involved in Mocra, well, my mum saying that on Instagram, she said, you'd like that. And I was like, I don't know. And then I went along to my first meeting and liked it ever since.
What's been the main highlight of the competition?
Main highlight, getting to know the lads. Been one of the best. Everyone from every kind of a background.
Brilliant.
There's lads from the city, there's lads from the country, and we all get along with shared interests.
We're joined by John next, John Fallon.
How
are we? From Roscommon.
Hi, Roscommon.
Yeah, how have you enjoyed the competition?
Loved every minute of the competition. Best bunch of lads. It's an experience well worth trying.
How did you end up going for Mr. P?
I came here last year and it was just like the lads were having so much fun, and I knew two gentlemen that done it last year, knew them from college, and they said, if you get a chance, do it at the first convenience. Sorry, my face.
You're grand.
At the first convenience, and I have looked. I love doing it.
And what have you gained from the weekend and the experience?
New friends, more confidence, and understanding how macro is working, and you know what needs to be done to try and hold competitions and just friendship. You know, meeting new people, how to interact with them.
Now we have Sean O'Brien from Wexford. Yeah. Sean, how have you found the last few days?
It's absolutely brilliant. It's an incredible competition. It speaks volumes about the people that are in Mocra and the organisation itself. I've had the greatest time of my life here and I can't wait to come back next year.
Yeah, and how come you got nominated as Mr. B?
I won't say bullied. I'll say they were coerced into the county round, and then unexpectedly I won the county round, so that's how I ended up here.
Yeah, but you're happy anyway to be here.
I am absolutely delighted to be here. It's better than I ever thought it would be. I honestly had no clue what I was getting myself into. I am delighted.
And what's the biggest thing you've kind of learned from the experience?
Just how many clubs and how many people are involved in Mocra.
Yeah.
You know, I've only been in Mocra maybe a year and a bit, and it's I didn't know there was this much around the country, so it's amazing to see.
So we're joined by Michal Collini, who is County Leash's Mr. P. How have you found the experience?
Brilliant. As regards to bringing everyone from my own club and Leash and all the clubs around Leash, them all coming up and supporting is mad, considering they didn't know them this time last year. Meeting all the lads from all the different clubs as well, even the team building there, like that's made a huge difference, the fact that we all know each other. On the table with two people I hadn't talked to before, so it's so different.
And were you expecting to learn so much and to get so much out of it, or did you know what you're signing yourself up for?
No, it was stuff like this. I'm used to working with other people and different things. team building things were maybe with our work, but like it's always a benefit to be working with different people.
What's been the highlight of the weekend so far?
Meeting the lads has been brilliant. Just different lads, different walks of life, and just like we were all quiet at 1 o'clock yesterday, whereas 1 o'clock today
it's totally different.
We all seen each other, whatever state we were in last night, and then wake up this morning and we all helping each other and through the interview, so it's been great.
Here it's Stephen O'Keefe, Limerick's Mr. P. Well, you made us a sandwich on stage last night. How did that idea come about?
That was only one idea, and I have only Elaine Hoolan to blame for that. She bribed me to come along to here tonight, and she even the deal was she was going to give me a new case in the parlour, and if I made a sandwich on the stage.
So you'll have to see now if the gates come in over the next few weeks.
If the gates don't come now, I'd say we'll have to make a few phone calls. Yeah. The Macra headquarters.
And what has been the best part of the weekend?
Oh, just the crack with the lads. Going on the bus out to Coolmore Stud, that was brilliant.
Yeah.
Seeing sands and everything, yeah.
What have you got from the experience yourself?
What I got was just the ability to go up and strike conversations with new people.
It's not every day you go up and make sandwiches in front of everyone.
No, just character building.
Yeah, definitely. And how'd you get involved in Macra?
Oh, I got involved in Macra in UCD when I was up in science there. The new club was set up at the time in 2014 and... Yeah, well, OD Levins was actually the Leinster VP at the time. I was friends with her and she brought me along, and that's how I got involved with it.
Brilliant. Yeah. And you're going to keep being involved anyway as long as you can?
As long as I can.
Now, we're back again. As Marty said earlier, our winner was Marco Reardon. He is from Kenmare and he is from Kerry. So once he was announced the winner, we kind of saw what it meant to him, didn't we?
Yeah, it was really huge. From I don't think Mark had mind the same, but there was tears in his eyes. But what was really special to me, Sarah, was when we announced Mark as the winner, not only were his own club behind him and lifting him up and waving the Kerry flags and all that, but all the other Mr. Personalities as well. They were really happy for him. There wasn't one of the other contestants that... it was anyways bitter, they were just all delight from him, and they could see that he was a very deserving winner, no more than we could see.
Yeah, I think they knew as much as we did how hard of a task we had. Like, it really was difficult. It was up to the last hour or two that we actually decided. We didn't even have the pecking order. Like, we had an extremely strong year group, and I think Liam Craneford, the other judge that was judging with us, he has judged for the last number of years, and he said this year was the hardest. Mark is a very deserving winner, and here is what he had to say. Now, bear in mind, this is the morning after he won, so it's actually the first interview he did.
Exclusive
interview. But yeah, as I said, the voices are a little worse for wear because I kind of cornered him at 9 a.m. in the morning, I think, the next day, just to make sure I got him before he hit the road to Kerry. So here's Mark.
I'm delighted to be joined by the 2024 Mr. Personality, all the way from Kenmare, County Kerry. Mark, you're very welcome. How are we?
All good now. Thank you very much. Yeah, delighted to be here and great to have the interview.
Tell us about the experience anyway. What made you go for Mr. Personality?
We went for the county round in Killarney back in February and I got that anyway. So we came up here then last Friday. We landed around 1 o'clock, but since I landed, it's been an absolute pleasure. It's just been an absolute ease. We met the Mr. P's. We headed to Coolmore. We had our interviews Friday night, we had diving, and we had our private interviews then Saturday morning, and we had a team bonding session then for Saturday afternoons, and then we had our banquet last night, of course, but I could not have asked for a better bunch of lads to have done it. Since we arrived, it's just been absolute plain sailing, and the Mr. P's themselves have been brilliant, and it's a credit to Kilkenny Macra as well. The whole act is flawed, we all got on brilliant, and it's been an absolutely fantastic weekend.
I have to say, you didn't make mine, Martin and Liam's job any easy by any ways. The competition was so high this year, and especially compared to other years, I know it's always high, but this year definitely there was a few strong contenders. Talk us through the moment your name was announced. Did you expect to come in the top three?
Absolutely not. No, when I heard Munster, immediately I thought, yeah, this is going home to Cork. And next thing I heard the Kingdom, and I'd say if anyone ever saw videos from last night, they'll say... my mouth was on the absolute floor when they said the Kingdom. So it's, like I said, it's nothing short of an absolute honour to have done it. But like I said, it is not just me. There's a club behind that, there's a county behind that, and that's a credit to Kinmare and Kerry as well. Where I was up on the stage, there's a team behind me, so they're not to go on this at all, but Absolutely brilliant. Absolutely, I could not believe it at all. So I'm absolutely honoured and delighted to have beaten Mr. P for 2024.
Brilliant. And what are the plans now? Any big plans for club or going home to Kerry today anyway?
I think we'll get over this week first, but no, I meant what I say when I said I joined Macra in 2017 as a very, I suppose, introverted person, and I was very shy, whereas now I'm very outgoing and I really want to use this platform on the basis of recruitment, but on the basis as well that the members we have at the moment, I want to keep the retention very good as well. And I think now that we have the platform, it's my duty and it's an honour, like I said, to represent Macra as best I can. And like that, we keep our members and we attract new members all the same. Like I said, Macra is absolutely magical. I don't think there's an organisation out there like that. Like I said, when we met the Mr. P's Friday afternoon and we clicked, no lie, I'd say within 10 minutes, I don't think you get that anywhere else. That is the absolute beauty and the magic of Macra.
And Mark, tell us through some of your involvement in the club since 2017 that might have made you win Mr. Personality. Like, I know myself, Martin and Liam, we were the judges. There was a criteria to judge on. We chose you. But tell us about some of the involvement you brought up in your interview and how important the Macra Club at home is to you.
I joined in 2017 and I joined on the basis, my two cousins were in it at the time. Like that, I took a back bench for the first 2 or 3 years, just get a basis, get a groundings for what Macra is and how it worked. Around 2020, I took over the young farmers delegates role with Kenmare Macra, and like that, I had a few farm walks at home with Kerry Macra, and I was in a great position between family that I could take farm walks from schools where my sister was teaching and my aunt was teaching, and I took great honour in that. When I brought them onto the farm, it wasn't a basis of saying this is how to do things. I wanted to show them, look, this is what we do here, this is what works for us, and this is what works for me on a part-time basis. And I take great honour in that, and I take great honour in showing the young farmers, along with the farmers there of nowadays, this is what we do. I take great satisfaction in that, and I'm very proud to show what we do at home as well. So I probably didn't say it last night, but it probably a testament to my parents as well, that this is the standard we set, and this is how we go forward. So that's probably what I take out of that. Anyway.
Tell us a bit about yourself. You're working in Derrygull. Give us a bit of background information about the farm enterprise and what you're kind of up to.
We're farming about 40 sucklers there. They're only Kenmare, Limousine, Charlie, mostly all autumn calving. My father's still very much the boss. I'm just the buy there at the moment. Obviously, you couldn't make a living alone after farming. So I did my secondary school and I went to MTU in Cork and Dara, and I did my 4 years there. And I joined the Derrygull graduate programme then. I spent September 22, graduated from that in January 24, just gone. I did rows in logistics and I did rows in grain. Whereas now I'm probably maybe agri operations within Derrygull. So I'd look over the grain sites, the grain intakes, liaising with farmers. And it's something I'm very passionate about, because being a farmer myself, I take great pleasure in dealing with farmers, and especially the way spring 24 has come, it's very challenging and I can relate a lot. So I think that kind of plays into my hand with it. And like I said, when you wake up in the morning, I look forward to going to work. I like the job and I like the people and I like what we're involved in, what we're trying to do.
Yeah, I think one thing from your speech last night when you brought up the tough spring and just kind of for people reaching out and being there for each other and stuff, how important is that at the moment?
It's just been, I'd say, since September last year, we've had nothing but rain. And we'll talk about silage, we'll talk about breeding, we'll talk about all the challenges with farming, but there's a lot happening on farm, and there's a lot happening in farmers' heads that we probably don't talk about enough. It's not easy out there at the moment, and you look at the weather for the next week especially, it's probably just happening. But I think as a community, as the Macra, we have to be there for each other. We're all in the same boat. This will pass, but we have to get through it together. It's very hard, and it's very hard in people's heads at the moment. I used the basis last night. We're all in the same boat. We have to get through it together, and we will get through it together. But it's just that basis that you're not alone. We're there. There's plenty of lines to reach out, even ringing a friend, ringing someone you know. release the pressure, as I say, give out as much as you want, use that, we're on the same boat. We have the means to get it out.
For anyone who is struggling, there's so many sports out there. There's Shine, there's Pieta, there's Make the Move, there's Mental Health Ireland. There's so many different sports out there. So it's really contacting the right people and getting the right support if you need it. Listen, Mark, you're heading home now. Any plans for the next few months yourselves? I know you said you're not going to look too far ahead, but regarding the young members, like, what are you going to do in your club? What maybe activities might you kind of organise or hope to do during your next year? Or listen, there's no pressure to do anything with the title either. It's very much Mr. Personality. You have the title now. It's a great achievement to have. Do you think you might like to kind of be at the front of helping to promote Mocker and helping to kind of get more young people involved?
I'm a strong believer that, I know to join Mocker you have to be 17 years old. I'm a great believer in the fact we should probably be targeting that 13 to 16 age group. So hopefully, with the platform I have at the moment, we can get into schools, we can get into club meetings across the country, that we can promote Mocker, show for what it is. Like, if you took last night, for example, the sense of belonging, the sense of people, you're with a great bunch of people, you have a great vibe. If we can get that across, I reckon we'll be absolutely fine. Like I said, when I joined in 2017, I had two cousins in there at the time, and that's probably the basis of why I joined. Since I've joined, it's been absolutely life changing. So I think that going forward, them people who mightn't have the connections, mightn't be too familiar with Mocker, that if we can get a basis and a grounding for what it is, what happens within it, I reckon we'll be after an absolute flyer. So hopefully that's my plan, as long as I'm Mr. P, to get that going.
Listen, Mark, best luck with everything. Thanks so much for your time, and I think you just have to enjoy the celebrations now anyway. Get yourself home to Kerry, and even though you're celebrating till the early hours of the morning, you managed to get up and be on the podcast, so thanks so much for being on.
Thank you very much, Sarah, and thank you to everyone from the Mr. P Personality Festival. It's been absolutely brilliant, and it's an absolute honour to be the Mr. P for 2024.
I think it's quite clear from what Mark said there and from chatting to him, Arden, he just was a very deserving winner. And I think especially listening to his speech on the night that he gave, it really inspired a lot of the Mocker members that were there.
It's a massive social event. Rural isolation, especially in current times as well, like, it's very important to stay in contact with your friends, and that we even see the likes of Caleb Cooper there. He was on Twitter there, I saw it yesterday even, talking about just meeting up with your friends in the pub and having a little bit of a chat. Like, it doesn't have to be the pub. It can be your Mocker group, it can be your GEA club, whatever it has to be. Just chatting, because it's a difficult time out there at the minute between, we say, wet weather, people having to buy fodder, not being able to get cows out to grass and all that kind of stuff. Like, it's a difficult time. And if you are experiencing difficult times, it's important to speak to someone.
Definitely, like, even in last week's Country Living, that's still in the paper. If people want to pick it up, I wrote an article on just how to kind of cope with the uncertainties. And weather is definitely, we see the floods everywhere. And, like, you know, we're in the Farmers Journal, so we see that firsthand and the amount of people who are struggling at the moment. So, as Mark said, it goes for all ages, it goes for all people. You might not even be a farmer, but just make sure and reach out to those supports that are available, and we'll have them listed down below as well. Listen, Martin, I just want to say thanks so much for joining me for this behind the scenes episode of Judging Mr. P. It was an absolute pleasure to judge aside you. I think we kept each other in check and we made sure that a worthy winner came out.
Yeah, it was great fun. I do it all over again. Look, at a shout out again to all our contestants and our winner Mark. Shout out to all the Mr. P committee. Thank you very much for asking myself and Sarah down. We're available next year.
Yeah, I was gonna say, if
absolutely,
if you want to get names down on paper, the sooner the better, I think.
Queen of the Land, any of those, just give me a shout, I'll do it.
Yeah, and another one for people to know, they might not have seen the video of you, Martin, but he surprised us when he announced the Mr. Leash in third place. So if you want to have a look for that video.
Hopefully that's buried somewhere, that kind of
thing. I don't think it is. And just to mention, our other Young Stock host, Stephen Robb, is our renewables editor, and he's currently on the road at the Renewables Roadshow. When you're hearing this, there is one tomorrow evening in Kilkenny at New Park Hotel. There's also one on the 23rd of April at the Erringall County House Hotel in Cavan. And then the last one is on the 30th of April at the Athlone Springs Hotel. And Stephen is covering everything from anaerobic digestion to case studies as well for building anaerobic digestion plant. And he's also covering kind of solar PV and homeowners as well, retrofitting. So definitely come along, register. There's plenty of time to register. We'll leave the link down below as well. But listen, thanks so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed this special episode of the Young Stock Podcast. This episode was brought to you by our sponsors, LightSource BP. We're currently looking for young people across Ireland to interview on the podcast. If you know someone who's under the age of 35 that has an interesting story, career or experience that you want to share, then send on their name and get in touch with the Young Farmers Journal team. We want to give a voice to young people across rural Ireland. What issues are currently bothering you? Get in touch by emailing youngstock@farmersjournal.ie or send us a WhatsApp voice note to 086 83 66465.